I'm Kim Calvey, and I'm a service user coordinator for a company called Riot, which stands for Recoveries Out There.
So tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I am an addict in recovery, and I decided that I wanted to get some help a couple of years ago. I entered into a therapeutic rehab, which was an 18-week residential program. And when I graduated from that, I started doing some voluntary work for Riot, who are affiliated with the rehab I did treatment in. Going into services in and around Stoke-on-Trent and basically helping people that were like me, that were struggling with their addictions, to get help and show them that, you know, there is a way out because I've done it and so could they. And then I went on to get a paid employment within the service, and now I oversee a team of volunteers myself. So,
how important has it been to have that experience of addiction to be able to go and help other people?
Absolutely vital, I think, to from when I was in treatment, just to see the people that had gone through treatment and that were doing well, and they were just inspirations to me at the time. And I thought, you know what, if they can do it, then I can do it. And it just gave me that hope, that motivation. And now for me to be able to give that back to other people is not only grounding for myself and helps my own recovery, but, you know, it's amazing that you can give back something that you've got. So
tell us about the situation in Stoke-on-Trent in terms of people with complex and multiple needs, and what the Big Lottery Fund is doing to support.
The services in Stoke-on-Trent are in a position at the moment where I think they need to work together a lot more. And from speaking to service users, I think the main factor is that they don't feel listened to, and they haven't felt like they have control over their own recovery and where they want to go. And obviously, with one problem comes another problem and another problem. And the Big Lottery Fund, it's hopefully it's going to do is enable these people to deal with everything rather than just one piece of the puzzle. And give people back their voice, give them back their control, allow them to feel like they're actually worth something, that they've got some self-esteem and that they've got things to build on, and to have a voice. And I think that's the most important thing. So,
and it's complicated. It's complex, it's and it's long term. So, what do you want to see over the next few years happen? What would you like to see from your experience?
What I'd love to see is people getting well and people staying well, and I'd love to see more lived experience working within the services, whether it be voluntary or paid employment, but people sort of, you know, building hope through their experiences and going on to lead more fulfilling lives and gain employment, you know, even though they've got CRBs that are pages long and they've got all of this weight that they used to carry around on their shoulders, but people actually making a success of themselves. That's what I'd like to see. So,